I want to welcome everybody to this week's episode of In the Rough with JB and Golfer Gal. I'm your host, JB, and alongside Golfer Gal, we have a great show for you this week. We're going to be talking the Masters, of course, and we have a special guest that we're going to put on the spot to help us make our picks and announce a contest winner as well, but we'll get to all that later. I want to introduce my co-host for this adventure. She goes by the name of Golfer Gal, and she can get right into it.
Hey, everybody. I am so excited about this week because it's Masters time, and I cannot wait. I wish it was Thursday already. Another really exciting thing that we have going on is the launch of our spring issue of THP the magazine. People are starting to get it, and we're getting really great feedback so far. Everyone says that the content is rich with material, so we're really, really happy about that. And what else, JB?
Well, we are excited about that. You know, when we set out to do this, we wanted to make a magazine that we thought people would really enjoy. And what we're getting right now is confirmation of that they are enjoying it. And it's a work in progress, of course. But as it's arriving in people's hands like it is now, we're just excited. And we want to hear from everybody via email. You can always get in touch with us at THP the magazine. Or excuse me, I should say thpmag@thehackersparadise.com. Again, that's thpmag@thehackersparadise.com.
And, of course, you could just email us individually as well. I'm golfergal@thehackersparadise.com. And
I'm josh@thehackersparadise.com. And give us your feedback. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Tell us what you'd like to see added in the future and so on. But with 105 pages and only 15 ads, it's pretty thick. It's almost like one of those Neiman Marcus catalogs that you always seem to get that's like 800 pages long.
Yeah, it's really heavy. It's a lot heavier than I expected it to be, but it looks great. I think it does, but I could be biased because I was part of it.
Yeah, you are a little biased. And like you mentioned, this is Masters Week, so we're not going to give too much banter here and there. We're going to talk
Let's talk Masters.
Well, it's coming up here, and we have a special guest this week, and that is one of the founders, or I should say one of the owners and people behind the brand of apparel that we love so much called Sligo. Mm-hmm. And for everybody following our spring fashion preview, the preview of Sligo will be up on Friday. Just two more days for everybody to take a look and see what they have for the new 2010 line. And, Sean's an interesting guy, so we're going to bring him on in a couple of minutes, and we're actually going to put him on the spot and make our picks, and we know our picks always do so well.
I know. I'm nervous to publicly make my picks because I really do want to see the person I pick to win actually win it, but we pretty much know he's doomed once I say his name.
That's usually the case, and lucky me. We also are going to announce our contest winner from last week. We asked people to pick the best and worst dressed player on the LPGA, and we got a lot of entries, and randomly chose a winner, and we will announce him later on, and he will get a THP style prize pack, I'm going to call it, courtesy of some of the brands that we reviewed.
Yep, and I'm kind of surprised that it's a guy who won instead of a girl.
We just like we said, we picked it randomly, and this is the name that came out, and his picks were pretty good, actually, I will say.
Yeah, I was just surprised at how many men we had enter. I expected a lot of women to enter, which we did, but we actually had even more men.
We did. It was about 65% men to 35% women. So enough of our frivolous banter here. Let's get on to the meat and potatoes of our show, and that is the Masters.
Yes, let's do that.
This week we have a special guest in Sean from Sligo Wear to come on and tell us all about the 2010 line and join us in our wonderful Masters predictions that we do so well, at least I do so well. Golfer Gal doesn't do as well.
Not so much.
But we're going to kind of bring him on and put him on the spot as well. So welcome, Sean.
All right, looking forward to it.
All right, Sean, we're going to start off, last year I got to interview the entire Sligo team, and I got to know a little bit more about how you all came to be, but can you give us a little bit in your background and how you got involved with Sligo?
Well, basically how I got involved with Sligo was I was a golf pro at two of the guys who are the partners and founders of Sligo, and we kind of went on a golf trip to the Azores, which is a little tiny little island off the coast of Portugal, kind of in between, Newfoundland, Canada, and Portugal, in the middle of the Atlantic. And, I was kind of wearing some crazy Euro brands, and we saw these kids doing the same thing when we were playing in this tournament there. So kind of got home after, a couple of days to recover from the trip, and one of the guys just kind of called me up who, I knew was in the manufacturing and fashion world, and he just said, why don't we start our own brand? And it kind of started from watching golf on the couch, taking the phone call, and then from there, it started evolving and went from basically our basement to, you know, the garage to, you know, a real office, and distributors are all around the world.
That is phenomenal.
It seems like an overnight success sometimes when we think about it, but it's been, you know, it's been about 5 or 6 years in the working now, and the last couple of years, a lot of, you know, big momentum, obviously, with Brian winning, and, you know, before that, we had Eric Axley, which kind of helped us land a U.S. distributor, and so definitely the tour success has definitely helped, that's for sure.
I can attest to the fact that he can actually play golf. He doesn't just talk about it and wear the clothes. He put a beating on me when he came down to visit in Florida that I'm still nervous about getting on the course about. You mentioned Brian and him winning last year. Kind of segue into the 2010 line for Sligo that we'll have a preview on in a couple of days on our site. What were your thoughts going into the 2010 line, and what can we expect from Brian?
Well, thoughts going in, like when we started designing the 2010 line, we just kind of wanted to push the envelope of what we did with, you know, 2009. And we just wanted to, you know, we're obviously, you know, we're a fashion golf brand, but we also try to keep it within, you know, the guidelines of golf, per se, and the traditions of the game. So we just, you know, we add our flair with designs, but we really try to push the envelopes and as far as what, you know, a golf shirt can actually do on the design side. So like we take a lot of risk and you know, mixing fabrics in and color blocking and screen printing. So we just kind of work that together and just to add color, to, you know, to add style to the game.
Now, last year you guys were able to launch some big news when you partnered with Golf Galaxy.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
How is that going so far? And people can pick up the clothes just about everywhere now, not just online.
Yeah, we were really excited to hear about that.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, obviously, you know, a big step for just more exposure because they have so many stores basically across the whole U.S., not just kind of in localized little regions where we're popular in. So, and they carry a wide majority of the whole line in the store, which is great, but they've been huge, and you know, they liked every colorway, almost every style. So it was great to see validation from them. You know, you don't really know where you're at as far as, you know, you have your core customer, and they really like the brand. But when you see somebody, you know, basically the biggest golf retailer in the world say, "Yeah, we really like your stuff, and we want to make a big push with it," and they did it too to change their branding as well. They wanted to have a little more fashion within their stores, and you know, we're helping them out with that, and we appreciate it.
Well, that's always so good. Now, one question that we get a lot from our readers is Brian scripted like they are at some other brands?
No, you know what? We let Brian, you know, with Brian, we're always sending him new stuff, so we're not really sure what he's going to wear, and he wears it so well that we don't really have to worry about it. With, you know, guys in the past, you had the script because they didn't quite understand how to wear it. But with Brian, there's never been an issue. He's never shown up on the first tee. We're like, whoa, what are you doing? You know, him and his wife Kimberly do a great job, and they're always on us, asking us feedback too. Will this go with this? And it's like, yeah, no problem. So, but you know, for the Masters, we're doing a couple things, and for his Verizon, we're working on some scripting some outfits for him.
You know, the Verizon, sorry to cut you off, Golfer Gal. For the Verizon, it was unique because he pretty much lapped the field.
Yeah, it was almost, you know, on the Saturday he got obviously a ton of coverage, but on the Sunday it was kind of like a, you know, a 2-3 hour Sligo infomercial, which is great. And, you know, the outfit he had on drew a lot of attention as well, not just to his game, but just to his outfit. And that was a huge boost because viewership on the website was off the charts, and the web store was going crazy as well. So that was a massive, massive win for us.
With the Masters coming up this week, and this is obviously Brian's first showing, you know, he's obviously really excited, and so are we, obviously, because this kind of kicks off golf week for the world, especially you guys up in the north where it's cold. Can you guys finally start playing golf now?
Yeah, you know what? All the golf, pretty much all the golf courses are are open in the greater Toronto area, and some have been open for a couple of weeks. So it's and it's funny because we're getting – normally our ship dates go from March 15th to May 15th, and people are like, we want it now. We want it in the shop now because, you know, they also understand that, you know, the brand has got a little momentum and a lot of exposure right now, so it's a good time to get it in the stores and get it merchandised and get it out the door and on their customers' backs.
That's even more depressing when you think about it for our listeners. When he came down here, it was the middle of January, and he clearly hadn't played a lot of golf living in Canada, and he still beat me by 20 strokes. And, of course, he's never played at.
And I've been hearing about this since then, and we're actually supposed to go play that course in a couple of weeks, and I think that JB is petrified of playing it right now.
Well, I don't think he's got anything to worry about. He's got game.
Well, that's very kind of him. We bought him drinks later on.
A combination of me playing well out of the box without thinking, and then maybe him just not having his best game. But we'll have a rematch, and we'll see. I'm sure it'll be a little tighter.
I may not show up for that. Yeah.
I'll just show up at the 19th hole then.
That'll work perfectly. The Masters is this week, and obviously we're making our predictions. We're going to put you on the spot. What we do on THP Radio is a little different. We pick who we think will win, who we think is a dark horse pick, you know, somebody that people may not think about, and who we think is going to be a colossal disappointment.
I say the person who's going to choke.
She can sum it up like that well. So first off, we'll start out with who do we think is our biggest disappointment? And Golfer Gal, why don't you give us yours and why?
I think Kenny Perry. I know that he made a run for it last year, but he did choke at the end, and I don't even expect him to play that well.
You were quite the jinx. He was nice enough to grant us an interview with Doral, and now you're going to tell him he's going to collapse. Thank you.
I didn't say he wasn't a nice guy. I didn't say I didn't appreciate the interview. I just don't think he's going to play that well.
Sean?
If he does, I don't think that he's going to finish well.
Sean, who do you think is going to be a biggest disappointment?
Biggest disappointment? I think, to be honest with you, it'll probably be Anthony Kim. I like Anthony. I like his game, but I think coming off of a win – and kind of the way he won, you just can't do that at Augusta. So, yeah, I think he might. I think people's expectations for him and what's actually going to happen out there, I think the two are not going to match. But I could be wrong.
Well, we don't know. I guess that's why they play it out on the course. For me, my biggest disappointment is Angel Cabrera. And a lot of people will say, well, you know, he's not expecting much. He is the defending champion. I'm not even sure with the way he's playing right now, he'll make the cut in my mind. Plus he likes to play extremely fast, and I have a feeling it's going to be a little slow out there with the chaos going on, that we'll get to in a little bit. Next one we have is the biggest dark horse, and Golfer Gal, who do you have?
I have Charles Schwartzel. I expect him to do well. He's kind of, you know, he's that sleeper guy, and he was tied for third at the Houston Open. He came in second at Doral. He's playing solid. He does well on the European Tour. I think he's got a chance.
I actually like that pick a lot. Sean, who do you like
so
as your dark horse?
So he's bound to lose now.
Probably.
Yeah. He was actually my backup pick to dark horse. But, you know, I would say for my dark horse, it'll be Tim Clark.
That was my second choice.
Yeah, I mean, I just think he's due, and he's played well there in the past. And if the course conditions suit him, if it's running a little bit, so he can get a little more length off the tee, and you know, hopefully he can spin his wedges as well as he can, and I think he'll be fine.
And he is playing, I believe he has been in the last couple of months, a yellow golf ball, which is always intriguing.
I love that ball.
Me too.
Wow.
My dark horse is a guy that many probably don't even realize is in the field unless you're a diehard fan, and that is Kevin Na. He's played extremely well this year, and while Augusta's given him some fits in the past, I think his driving has taken over this year, and he's really hitting the ball well. I expect so much from him that I think he could actually win this event this year.
Really? I'd like to see him do well. I like him.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. And now we move on to the moment everybody's been waiting for, and that is, who do we think will win? Golfer Gal, who do you got?
Oh, this was such a tough one, and I'm still on the fence, but I'm going with Patty. I think he's got to win. He's playing so well, but he just can't close it. So I'm rooting for him. I'm picking him to win.
You know, we're actually picking the winner of the Masters and not facial contortions.
Yes, I do. I know.
Okay.
But I'm picking him. If he can just keep at the putter like he's been doing, I think he's going to do it. I think he's going to win.
And Sean?
Well, other than Brian Gay lapping the field.
Which we would love to see, I might add.
So yes. We're talking about who's coming in second, right?
Of course.
Right. Behind Brian.
Who's so the guy who's coming second behind Brian, I would say Lee Westwood.
Interesting.
Yeah. I think he's just due.
He is due. I mean, people have been calling it just about every year for 5 years now that he was due to win. So I've gone back and forth and back and forth with my pick. I've had Tiger Woods written down for hours.
It's not even on my radar.
And that's good since you're in the media. and I've dropped him off for no other reason than everybody else seems to be picking him. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say that despite his poor play for the last couple of months, at least that's what people are saying, that Phil Mickelson's going to win the Masters this year. It was a tough call between Phil, and I really like Retief Goosen this week, but I think that he's been doing nothing but working on his game and then pulling out the caddy, who was the cancer doctor at Houston for a couple of holes this last week. I got to root for the guy, and I'm pulling for him.
Yeah, I'm pulling for him too. And it'd be a great victory for the game too.
It would be, and as would the Tiger Woods victory, and I want to take nothing away from that. We have our Masters contest on the site right now where people can log in up until the end of the day today and submit their four picks, and I would say 95% of them have picked Tiger Woods. So wow. Let's segue into that a little bit. We recently heard the Tiger Woods press conference.
Yes.
And Sean, what were your thoughts on the overall press conference?
Well, I thought he was pretty genuine. A couple of things he said that kind of, clarified a couple of things for me. Not that, what he did really is any of my business. But, it's good to see him out there. It was nice to see that the media was, the tabloid guys weren't really asking any real pointed questions, which, and there was a little bit more about golf in there that I thought was great. Yeah, it's just good to see him back. It's good to see the buzz back.
I agree. There was one lady, though, she asked a question, something along the lines of, is Elin going to be here? And if she's not, don't you think you should be home with her and working on your marriage? And I can't even believe that she would ask that question.
If that was I would have responded back, shouldn't you be at home working on your marriage instead of asking me that question? I'm glad to see him out on the course. I'm glad to see him actually smile again.
Me too.
I've never been the biggest Tiger fan nor a Tiger hater by any means. I enjoy watching him play golf. I'm very curious to see how he'll do this week. It's going to be very interesting because I know some of his practice rounds have been anything but easy.
That just shows you the mental side of golf. It's such a big part. Obviously he's the most physically skilled guy out there, probably by far, I would think. It's going to be a real, real challenge, and to see if he can come up and, at least challenge, if not to not win.
Last week on our radio show, we had a little thing of best and worst dressed with a guest on the show by the name of Stephanie Way, who owns writes a blog called Way Under Par. And I'm going to put Sean truly on the spot now because we have a contest going on that we're going to announce the winner of here in a couple of minutes. And my question to you is, who is the best dressed on tour outside of Brian Gay?
Who is the best dressed, by the way?
Thank you. I've always, no matter almost what brand he wears, Freddie Jakobsen, I just think he just wears it well.
He does actually wear it really well.
Yeah.
And
I would say Freddie.
On the flip side of that, who is the worst dressed?
Well, I would say the Weekly.
And he's so lovable too. Hard.
So wait, you don't...
I know that's why. He's he's poorly dressed, but you can have fun with him.
You don't like camo on the golf course?
Not as much as I used to. No.
It's ironic. I didn't even know he was out there because he was wearing the camouflage. I just saw the ball fly. Sean, I want to thank you for joining us this week.
Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. And stay tuned for later on in the week as we will have our Sligo 2010 Spring Fashion Preview up.
Yes, you don't want to miss that.
And from all of us, we want to say join us anytime, especially when Brian Gay is getting ready to tee it up and we can talk about his clothes, your line, and more golf.
Sounds good.
Thanks.
Thanks, Sean.
All right. Thank you.
We want to thank Sean again for being on with us today. We had so much fun with him. We always enjoy when he comes to visit. We also want you to stay tuned for Friday when we have the Sligo Review coming up, where you get to see all the apparel that we talked about and what their 2010 line looks like.
I think that people will really like their 2010 line. You know, a lot of the people on our site are big fans of theirs, and this year they've actually raised the bar a little bit, and people should be pretty excited. I know some people got their hands on theirs already. We have as well, and like you said, it'll be up in 2 days. THP Radio would not be the same without a contest.
Nope, never.
And last week we held one when we had Stephanie Way from Way Under Par on as a guest, and it was the best and worst dressed contest, this one pertaining to the LPGA. We asked people to send in their picks for the best dressed and the worst dressed. They didn't need to explain it. They could have. We were picking a winner at random as long as the pick made sense, as long as it was LPGA, let's say, and they didn't have just two random people or saying myself.
Right, exactly.
We went ahead and picked that winner, and his name is Toll Scott, and he made his picks of the best dressed being Grace Park and the worst dressed being Laura Davies. And congratulations, you will have a THP style prize pack headed out to you. We will contact you via email and get your sizes as well as your shipping address and everything else. So congratulations, Toll. And also, make sure you check out the THP forum. There'll be a thread on the best and worst dressed of the LPGA, and you can chime in with your thoughts, who you picked and why, and people can go into more detail about it.
Yes, and today is the last day to enter the Masters contest on our forum as well.
That is correct. We have our huge Masters contest sponsored by Bridgestone Golf. They're giving away a driver, a fairway wood, and a wedge to three different people, finishing first, second, or third. And brand new, the J38 line, which we got to review and came away extremely impressed.
Yeah, very much, very impressed.
And Golfer Gal is right. Today is Wednesday, and it is the last day to enter. Picks have to be in by midnight tonight. It's real easy to enter, and the rules are right there in the contest section of the forum. So for Sean at SligoWare, for Golfer Gal, and myself, I'm JB. We want to thank you for joining us again this week. And unlike us playing from the rough, we hope you are keeping it in the fairways.